USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Mr. Ambassador, you are recognized for your opening statement. I will not yield. Mr. Ambassador, you are.
I will not yield because you just made some things about all of us that I think we all should get up to respond to. We think you ought to allow us to speak of what
you
we think.
You can use your 5 minutes to speak. You attacked me in your opening statement, and I've responded.
I have not had an opportunity to respond at all, especially to your statements of what we think, because no one over here thinks that.
That exchange on Capitol Hill as Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee on Thursday demanded Adam Schiff step down as chairman over the California Democrats' repeated claims to have evidence of the president working with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. More than a million private wells are at risk due to massive flooding across the Midwest. Groundwater in 10 states is threatened by bacteria and industrial contamination that was picked up by floodwaters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit? No worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines, guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD, or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. One new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
A bus driver is hailed as a hero after a man went on a shooting rampage in Seattle. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
In Seattle, police say 2 people were killed and 2 were injured when a man opened fire on vehicles, including a bus.
The guy gets up and then he pulls out his gun. And he just started walking north on Sandpoint Way here and trying to stop cars. You know, he's just walking straight up to him with the gun in his hand.
Police arrested the suspect after a brief standoff. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
4 groups are being shut down by the Federal Trade Commission that they say is responsible for billions of robocalls. The FTC says the group pitched a variety of services from auto warranties and debt relief to home security systems, fake charities, and helping improve Google search results. The FTC said in a release the agency brought dozens of cases targeting illegal robocalls. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Immigration authorities are expressing alarm about the growing number of migrants crossing the southern border. Federal agents apprehended more than 4,000 people crossing the border each of the last 2 days, the highest total in 15 years. That's according to a senior Customs and Border Protection agent. Hector Garza tells Fox News these people trying to cross the border illegally, they have nothing to lose.
If you live in a poor country like Central America and you make your way to the United States and you know that you're going to be guaranteed release into the United States where you'll be able to steal somebody's identity and then be able to work, why would these people come? That's why Congress needs to get serious about this, and they have to make sure that they change the laws so that people are not encouraged to come into the United States. And quite frankly, we just need to discourage illegal immigration, stop rewarding illegal immigration.
Garza reminds us.
So think about it. Out of those 100,000 that are going to be coming in the month of March, 90% are being released into the communities. Mm-hmm. Now, our American people are impacted and our communities are impacted because all these people do come with criminal records from their countries. A lot of these people do commit dangerous crimes. A lot of these people do bring serious diseases into our community. As a matter of fact, we have been dealing with a lot of diseases in our processing centers. Just last week in Laredo, we encountered a family that was infected with fleas and we had to send them to the hospital. We've been seeing chicken pox. We've been seeing fevers. And like Commissioner McAleena said, it's just a matter of time until the tragedy does occur in one of our processing centers. And seriously, Congress needs to stop playing politics. They need to make sure that they pass laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.